This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Thank you for downloading this episode of Homefront, Radio 4's new drama series set in Great War Britain.
The 4th of August, 1914. Kitty Wilson.
So what'll happen? If it gets to 11 o'clock tonight and Germany doesn't change its mind, what'll happen then?
Well, then I imagine we will be at war.
And then what?
Well, I'm not sure.
What'll happen to all the Germans living here?
Well, a great number of them have already left.
Yeah, but not all of them. There's loads of them still here. Like the pork butcher, what's his name? He's still here. Lived here for 20, 30 years or something. I mean, what'll happen to him? Will he be arrested?
I've no idea, Kitty.
Because that's not fair, is it? He's lived here for years. He's done nothing wrong. He sold sausages and minded his own business, and he's done nothing wrong.
Why are you so upset about the butcher?
What about his kids? His kids who were born here, I mean, will they be German too? What about his wife? I mean, she's English.
Is this butcher a friend of yours?
No, I just don't think it's right, that's all.
What isn't right?
Kitty! Stop yelling!
Sorry, Reverend, I don't know what he's yelling for.
Hello, Reverend.
Hello, Adam.
What have you got to yell for?
So I brought the washing.
So?
So I didn't want you going off, did I?
Well, Cook can take the washing. I've got shopping to do, the dog to walk.
And I've a sermon to write, so...
It's exciting, isn't it, Reverend?
What's that?
The war.
Yes. Well, it is, rather.
Well, we don't know for sure that it'll happen.
Oh, I hope it does. And I hope it goes on for years, like the other one in Greece. Troy, was it? Was it Troy?
Yes, Troy. Yes, that's right.
Because then I'll be old enough to fight in it, won't I?
Well, don't be stupid.
Reverend Winwood?
Yes, Adam?
All this business with Germany?
Yes?
How did it begin?
Adam?
What?
He hasn't got time to explain all that. You heard him, he's got a sermon to write.
The truth is, Adam, it's very complicated and I don't understand it myself. I believe it has something to do with Franz Ferdinand.
What's Franz Ferdinand?
He was a duke. An Austrian duke who was shot dead along with his wife.
Oh.
Well, say something.
Mein Gott.
What?
Mein Gott.
Dieter.
Was machen wir jetzt?
I don't know what you're saying.
Was machen wir jetzt?
Dieter.
Ja.
Speak English.
Was?
You're speaking German.
Es tut mir leid.
You're still speaking German.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
What are you saying?
Nothing.
Do you blame me?
No.
You hesitated.
I didn't.
You blame me, don't you?
Of course not.
You think I wanted this? You think I planned it or something?
No.
So why are you being
Because
so...
it's a shock and
sorry.
I...
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I suppose I've had a bit of time to get used to the idea. I know it's not what we planned, but it'll be all right. We'll be all right, won't we?
The problem is that...
What?
I want to go back.
Go back?
To Germany.
When?
Now. Today. Before the deadline. I've been thinking about it a lot, and it doesn't feel right to stay.
What about me? What about the baby?
I didn't know about the baby, did I?
Yeah, but now you do.
I want to be in my own country. I want to go home.
Go then. Go. Don't mind me. I'll just throw myself off a bridge or something.
Kitty!
I've got to go.
But go where?
Into town. Buy a marzipan.
Why?
It's the vicar's birthday. Cook's making a cake.
Then I will come with you.
You don't have to.
But I want to.
Push, come on, we've got to go. Come on, boy. That's it. Good boy.
Push.
It's Indian. Vicar's wife grew up there.
It's a strange name for a dog, I think.
Because she's some sort of god. It's not very Christian for a vicar's wife.
Why is there such a long queue?
I don't know.
It's so busy.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Do you know why there's such a long queue?
It's people panicking.
What are they panicking for?
Well, they think all the food's going to run out, don't they?
Do they?
It's because of the war.
The war hasn't started yet.
Well, it's only a matter of time.
Don't say that. Please don't say that.
I'm sorry, ladies and gents, but we're closing up shop.
Oh.
Council orders. Council orders, I'm afraid. Council orders. Everywhere's the same. It's not my fault. I don't make the rules.
Why is the council closing the shops?
Because people are buying too much stuff, too much of everything.
Can't I get half a pound of sugar?
Can we just get some marzipan?
No, we can't.
Where are you from?
Who?
You. You German?
No, I'm Swiss.
Suddenly everyone's Swiss.
He really is Swiss, actually. Great-grandfather went and invented the cuckoo clock, didn't he?
Yes, my great-grandfather, Otto Lipka.
Oh, well, that is impressive, yeah.
Let's go. We can try somewhere else.
They're all closing. Look.
Can you hear that?
The music.
Yeah. Oh, what's the dog, Willio? So many people. Why are there so many people?
Here to see the soldiers.
What soldiers?
There.
Where?
Coming up the street.
Company of bus, don't they look handsome?
They do. I have to rock a man in uniform.
I want to go. I want to go now.
I want to see the soldiers. Good luck!
Kitty.
Yes?
I'm going.
You're going?
Yes. Are you coming with me?
Yeah. All right, yeah. Excuse me. Oh, sorry about the dog. Okay. Come on, Chris. There's too many people, isn't there? Good boy. What?
Those men could be going away tonight to kill Germans. My friends, my cousins, my brothers.
Well, your friends, cousins, brothers would kill them too.
Yes, but I wasn't cheering them on, was I?
Well, if you were in Germany, you would be.
If I was in Germany, I'd be marching myself.
Is that what you want to do then? Even with the baby?
Why don't you come with me?
Where?
To Germany. If war is declared tonight, we could go tomorrow. We could marry when we get there. We could live with my mother.
I'd be in Germany on my own. Well, living with your mother and a tiny baby. Well, you're fighting a war against England. And I wouldn't be able to understand a word anyone says.
You'd learn German.
I'd be the enemy.
That's what I would be here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, isn't it? What's the matter, Kush? Kush doesn't want you to go.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Have you told your mother?
About the baby?
Yes.
No.
Your father?
Oh, are you mad?
We should tell them before war is declared. We could tell them we're engaged. They might even be happy.
But we're not, and they won't.
Kitty Wilson, will you marry me? Dieter Lipka.
Yeah. Yes, of course I will.
So, now we're engaged.
Is it that simple?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have a ring, but I will get one, I promise.
I love you.
And I love you too.
I love the baby. Haven't even met him.
Do you think it's a boy?
Yeah, I do.
Can we call him Emil?
Isn't that a girl's name?
It's my father's name.
Emil. Okay. Isn't it a bit...
A bit what?
German.
Oh!
I'm sorry. I don't mean it like that. It just might not be the best name for a baby. I mean, a baby born, you know, now.
But He won't be born now. We have 6 months.
What if the war's not over then?
What if it never gets started?
That's true. It might not happen.
It really might not. So, now we tell your father.
Of course you'll like that.
Yeah?
He likes barking at the trains.
Talk to you.
What?
We need to talk to you.
Can you come down, please?
I can't leave the signal box.
Can we come up?
Against regulations. Unauthorised personnel.
Dad?
It's true.
Never used to be true when we were kids.
Well, you're not a kid anymore, are you?
Please, Mr. Wilson. It's important.
Listen, you two. I don't think it's a wonderful idea for you to be seen out and about together. Not today and not for the foreseeable.
But it's not like he's a soldier, like he's in a uniform.
Yeah, but everyone knows that he's a German.
Well, the royal family are German, aren't they? Aren't they all German? People aren't going to start hating them.
Well, things are different if you're the royal family, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah, but...
At this present time, we have no idea how people are going to react to ordinary Germans. Ordinary German lads walking down the street with ordinary English girls. So in light of that, I would prefer it, and I appeal to you in this matter, Dieter, if you could not be seen together in the streets of Folkestone.
But, Dad...
It's not personal, Dieter. Do you understand me?
Dad!
Dieter?
Yes, I understand.
Well, I don't.
You should never have voted him in. What's his name? Georg Kaiser.
I didn't vote him in.
Well, somebody did. And now look.
Nobody voted him in. He's the king. Kaiser is like king.
Well, then you should get a different king, shouldn't you?
Do you know that it's Britain that threatened to declare war on Germany?
Yeah? And why is that then, eh? Because you've gone and declared war on France. And all we're saying is that we want you lot to respect the neutrality of Belgium. But you won't do that, will you? You lot won't give us that assurance.
Dad!
What?
It's not Dieter's fault.
What isn't?
Everything with Germany and France and Belgium.
I know that.
You're saying it like it is. Dieter's done nothing wrong.
No, I never said he had.
You like him? You think he's a good person? You said so.
That was before all this kicked off.
But he's still the same person.
Of course he is. Of course he is.
Well, then what's the problem?
What's the problem? We're about to go to war with Germany.
We might not be. It might not happen.
Yeah, Dad, nothing's happened yet.
Nobody died.
Not yet.
Well, maybe nobody will die.
There's fat chance of that in a war, is there?
What I mean is it might come to nothing.
Yeah, it might. It might. But I can't stand around all day trying to read the tea leaves with you two. Should be in that box.
But, Dad, we haven't told you.
Dieter?
Yes?
Don't come round the house no more. Not till all this is over.
For more information about World War I on the BBC, check the Radio 4 website.
Gail Katz told friends she was leaving her husband, Bob, then went missing. On season one of The Girlfriends, Bob's ex-girlfriends came together to bring him down and seek justice.
I can't believe this.
Now on season two, host Carol Fisher is back, working to solve the mystery of another missing woman.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
Listen to The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, and start listening.